Aircheckdownloads.com. Putting the juice into Brighton.
Sir. 107.2.
Friday afternoon, let's do it. Turn it up nice and loud, come on. This is going to be such a big tune. Roger Sanchez.
Just turn it up and turn it up.
J-Lo and beautiful track. Play. Still think the full intention mix slightly better. Anyway, it's 27 minutes past 12 afternoon. Here we are having a nice afternoon, hopefully Friday afternoon. Yes! I love that. I say what, after hearing that Roger Sanchez tune, I'm just up for it. I just want to do it now. I just want to go and run around and do it everywhere. Unfortunately, I don't know if you are glad it's all over now. It's finally finished yesterday. All the polls are in. Results out. I just hope Labour brings some more luck to the world. I had a really unlucky day yesterday. Got locked in a cupboard. I didn't say anything about that, but I did. Just before the show, I got locked in a cupboard. And then after that, lost my phone. Decided to have lunch. Sitting there having a nice sub in Churchill Square with a drink. And a pigeon decides to have a bit of a in my drink. Lovely. It's really, really sexy. So that's what I'm going to plan to do. See if I can repeat those incidents all over again today. Otherwise, I might try this instead.
Surf 107.2, out there.
Well, I don't know what you've got planned for this evening then. Maybe you want to go out, see a film or something. I can suggest a very good one, actually. Pearl Harbor. You might have heard of it. It's apparently quite a big film, but I don't believe it. It's the Odeon showing this at the moment. It's Certificate 12. It's the film of the year, apparently, according to all reviews. That's a bit of a lie, isn't it? I thought they were slating it. Anyway, an epic recreation of the infamous bombing of Pearl Harbor in 1941, starring Ben Affleck, Kate Beckinsale, and Josh Hartnett, the stud himself. Call the Odeon Film Line if you're up for that. 0870 50 50 007 for the times and prices on that one. The lunchtime cabaret at the Oriental is something for the weekend. Every Sunday this is showing, and it's quite a nice one. It's a week, this week is showing Maisie Trollett. I wouldn't want to pronounce that after a little bit of inebriation, but there you go. 2:30 start on Sunday, and it's absolutely free if you fancy that then. Oh, how about Kinky Boots tonight at the Honey Club? Now, I've been to one of these before, and they are brilliant nights. It's extravaganza to both attempt delight the senses. Make sense? Yeah, just about. For those who like their music pumping and their clubbing raunchy, dress to impress. The more you dress, obviously, it reflects in the price. It's 10 o'clock start or 3 and... There you go, 10 o'clock start and 3:30 finish. There you go. I got it out, finally. Woo. Get arrested for that. It's £8, and obviously, if you dress better, the more you dress, the less it costs you to get in. That's what's happening out there at out and about in Brighton this evening.
Surf 107.2, out there.
We have Lucretia and Dido next.
Friday night, and it's Brighton's biggest and best indie night.
Putting the juice into Brighton.
This is Surf 107.2. Surf 107.2.
Putting the juice into Brighton.
I say Delirium. And Innocent. Lee Nash. Vocals. Sexy. Meow. Putting the juice into Brighton, Surf 107.2. Hello, Pete Bree. This is bad, isn't it? You can't even say your own name. Pete Bristow. That's better. Right, anyway. So on we go with the show. Then you know the Juicy Crew are out and about, right? They're visiting some very interesting workplaces today. And I tell you what, I've just been listening on the edge of the end of the phone, and I think they're mad. Currently at Office Angels. I shouldn't say that. I'll let Sarah do it. Oi, Sarah!
Hello!
Hello, where are you?
Hi, Pete. Yeah, we're in Office Angels in West Street in Brighton.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. We're here with all the girls, and they're all going to say hello. Say hi, girls.
Hello! Oh, my God.
Bring it out!
Are you sure you're safe there?
I don't know. I mean, me and Bindi are quite safe, but Tom, I don't know.
Have they ravished him yet?
They have. We've actually given away some CDs, and Laura in the office here, who works at Office Angels, she gave Tom a big kiss.
Oh, God.
She got herself a CD.
Has he recovered from it yet?
I think he's recovered. He's standing back up now. He did sit down for a while, but he's standing back up now. He's okay.
Okay, so who have you given CDs to then?
We've given CDs to Harriet because she was an hour and a half late to work this morning.
Yeah.
Also to Louise, because she's the cheekiest girl in the office, apparently.
Why is she cheeky?
I don't know. She wouldn't actually tell us why she is the cheekiest, but all the girls both are the cheekiest.
We don't want to know.
And we gave one to Tina, because she's been here for 10 years.
Yay! Fantastic.
So well done to Tina as well.
Excellent.
We've also been to Lime Graphic Design Agency up in Queens Road, and to Kelly's Services just down the road.
Yeah, where are you next?
We're going off to Brighton and Hove Council next.
Fantastic.
See all the councilmen.
Well, have a good time there, won't you?
We will, okay.
Thanks for the call.
Bye from Office Angels.
Bye! You know what, I don't think they get any work done there. None whatsoever. Sound like they're far too lazy there at Office Angels. Yeah, right. I reckon I'm going to be stalked as I leave the door now.
You said that, officer.
No. Thanks very much, Sarah. She's going to be back in a bit when she's at Brighton and Hove Council offices, or maybe even at the University of Sussex offices later on. Find out where she's going to be. And it could be your office where she's coming to give her CDs away this afternoon, her and the rest of the duty crew. And I'm sure Tom will have to go and lie down before he goes to the next place. Girls, if you see Tom, all right, don't give him a kiss from me, but just give him a kiss anyway. Tell him, you know what I mean? There's so much going to get into trouble in a minute.
Surf 107.2.
Aircheckdownloads.com.